Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on June 11th, 2013, at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, perception. This week's story comes to us from Joshua Dedon and is titled, Three Forks and or Busts. Thank you for listening.
Good evening, everybody. My story is a little hilarious and self-deprecating. Enjoy. So about 3 years ago, I was working a shitty office job. It was a Thursday night in July. I get off work, get home, and the bros at home tell me we're taking the kids next door out to a strip club because they had just graduated. By kids, I mean 18-year-olds. One was renting the upstairs, and his three buddies just slept on the floor. So we pile into my buddy's Jeep Grand Cherokee. 7 people into this. 4 in the back seat, 2 in the passenger seat, and 1 guy in the trunk. We head off. Tom tells me, we're heading to a place called Teasers. I have no idea where this is. I just moved to Missoula about 3 months before. He tells me it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours away. So I'm like, cool. They ask me to drive because both of my roommates had been getting their day drunk on. So we head out, and we get on 90 and get off on 12 and go through Helena because this is the only way that Tom knew how to get there. And we continue along our way and get back on 90, and we start making fun of him for his piss-poor, sense of direction. A quick Google search would have told us that there were not one, but 2 strip clubs within the vicinity of Missoula, and we could have bypassed this entire story. It was superfluous. So we get there. We walk in the door, and we get past the bouncers, except Tom can't get in because he forgot his ID all the way back in Missoula. They even let in the underage guys, but not Tom. So he goes back out to the car to wait for us. And let me set the stage. So we walk in. This is about the seediest joint you can imagine. Low, dim lighting, about a dozen rednecks and 5 or 6 scantily clad women walking around. And we're all wearing matching soccer jerseys from a now-defunct soccer team and matching suit jackets. Two ladies walk over and ask us what we're doing there, and we tell us, well, we took out these guys because they just graduated high school. And these two very generous ladies take them back into the VIP room and give them dances. So, we're just like hanging out. I have, we have a couple beers or whatever. But then I find out I'm the only one with any money whatsoever. And this other lady walks over, tall, slim, gorgeous, black hair, blue eyes. Her name is Sapphire. And she starts, asking me if I want to dance or stuff like that, but I'm just super, super awkward. And I don't even, know what to say, but it turns out it's her turn to get up on stage and start dancing. So she goes out, and the other guys come back, and they're all, big, goofy smiles on their faces, and they're like, that was the coolest thing ever. And so Sapphire gets done off the stage, and she wanders back over, and I relent and go off for a dance, and we're back there, and I've never been to a strip club before, so this was a first for me, as well as these guys that we had taken out, so I don't know what to do, and we end up making small talk about our hobbies and our likes and interests. And it turns out, she likes hiking and rafting and all kinds of outdoorsy stuff. So we start talking about that. And it's pretty cool. She tells me she takes out her daughter and stuff like that. So I'm like, this is really cool. And she also makes, money off of like other things besides dancing, which, you know, she told me she does well. She's good at it. Or she's like, she's good looking enough for it. And why not? She's not ashamed of her body. That's great. And she also makes hobby off her, this other thing that I forget what it is, but it's like jewelry making or metalworking, gun running, something like that. And it was kind of like a moment where my whole perception of like what, like who strippers were, I never met one before. It's like it was a very humanizing moment to find out like she's just another regular person. And that sounds completely sexist of me. So like we get out of the room and like we're just like making small talk and come out to find out these the rest of my boys are getting the hairy eyeball from the bouncers because none of them have any money. They're not tipping any of the girls, and we've decided it's about a high time to clear out. And I give my regards to Sapphire, and then we're out the door. And so we get out to the Jeep, and then we find Tom is like almost like two sheets out of three sheets to the wind. He had gone off while we were inside and went and found a couple 40s and had drank one and was halfway through the other, and it had only been like an hour and a half. So I'm exhausted, so I'd tell Aaron to drive. Since it's his car, he should be driving anyway. And we head on the road, and I pass out immediately. I'd been up all day. I'd been working, just got off of work. And it's, I don't know what time it is by now, but I fall asleep. Next thing I know, we're not moving. He's telling me to be cool, and I see some red and blue lights flashing. And he rolls down his window to talk to the police officer. Another walks up to my door. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. And he just opens my door and asks me to step out. And having just woken up, I blearily comply. Bad idea. And I step out and I hear tink, tink, tink. And I look down between my feet and the feet of the sheriff's deputy facing me, and I see a glass bowl. And I look up into his eyes and completely sincerely go, "That's not mine." Aaron had never cleaned out his car. So he goes, it's like straight into handcuffs, sitting in the ditch, and he tells everybody out. So the driver and myself in the passenger seat and the four kids, 18-year-old, whatever, sitting in the back seat get out. And they start searching the car, find two ancient, like, couple-year-old beer bottles under Aaron's back seat, and decide to keep searching it for anything else that they could find. So, like, we found a gold mine here. And they open up the trunk of the Jeep Grand Cherokee and find Tom hiding under some blankets because he just decided to lay there, and he's cradling like a mostly empty 40, and they find another empty 40 next to him. And they go, "You know, next time we search a car and you've got somebody in the trunk, you might want to let us know first." So Aaron, and it turns out what we got pulled over for was a broken taillight, and Aaron was speeding. Simple things. But the county we're in, Boulder County, occupies in their jurisdiction about a 6-mile stretch of the interstate. And that is used primarily for drug trafficking between Seattle, Portland area, and like God knows wherever else. And they milk that for all it's worth. Anybody who's ever speeding or anything, and every time I've driven through there since then, I always see somebody there. I always see a cop car just waiting on the side of the road, just waiting to pick somebody up. So they get him for a bunch of stuff, and he won't own up to the paraphernalia. So I end up getting charged for that. They take us off to the county seat, which is Boulder, and take us to the lockup, do the booking, the printing, the mugshot, the strip search, everything but the delousing. Pretty much the whole nine yards. And we end up spending the night there, and nobody ever came to pick us up, which also gave me a perception of, broke my perception of my bros, my guys, and the guy who wouldn't own up to the paraphernalia within his car, even though he's getting charged himself, which it was his, and the guy who wouldn't, even though they sent him back with the other guys, having no license, and there was no insurance or registration for the car, they sent him back in the Jeep Grand Cherokee back to Missoula. Right? And so the rest of it, after we get out in the morning, and I use my one phone call, by the way, to call out sick from work on Friday morning. The rest of it is a whole nother odyssey involving hitchhiking to Butte, or hitchhiking to Helena, trying to find a bus to get to back to Missoula, and going through Butte, and also involves people's perceptions of librarians as being old curmudgeon-y ladies, which in Helena, if you have ever been there to the library, you know they are. And also, there's a guy on mushrooms, and then a guy who, an ex-con paying all his debts to society. But that's a whole nother story. But that's my perception of strippers and my bros, and the first time and last time I'd been arrested and been to a strip club. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. Factandfictionbooks.com. The Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. More at tophatlounge.com. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at subjecttogravity.com. That's subject, the number 2, gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. More at ranchhanddesign.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. Rockin'Rudy's.com. Bija Body, fair trade organic beauty tea blends. Scientifically advanced, holistically intelligent anti-aging body care products. More at bijabody.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 10th here at the Top Hat. The theme is currently undecided. If you would like to tell a story in the fall quarter, please call 203-4683 to pitch your story idea. Thank you for listening.